Real English from BBC Learning English.
Welcome to Real English from BBC Learning English. I'm Jo.
And I'm Helen. 第一道英语中介绍的一些英语表达，你可能在英语课堂上学不到，但是他们在生活中却经常出现。今天的新表达是什么呢 ，Jo？
Well, today's word is shambles. S-H-A-M-B-L-E-S. Shambles.
那这个词的意思，请你解释一下吧 ，Jo。
Well, if something is a shambles, it means things are slightly confused usually because something hasn't been organized properly.
这么说，如果某件事情被形容为 a shambles, 就是说因为管理方面的原因而造成了这件事情变得很混乱，没有头绪。
So let's give an example. Let's say I play in a band and we were practicing or rehearsing.
比如说你在一个乐队里正准备为演出彩排。
You might come back and say the rehearsal was a shambles. Two people were late, someone else forgot their guitar.
这么一来，有人迟到，有人忘了带乐器，结果彩排变得一团糟，没法正常进行。
That's right. It was a shambles.
So, how did the meeting go?
It was a total shambles. We couldn't hear the speaker, we couldn't see the presentation on the wall, and they didn't even really talk about any important points we've been discussing.
Sounds like a right shambles.
So, Helen, are we going for that Chinese meal you promised me?
Well, Joe, I kind of forgot to reserve, so we'll have to do Italian.
But I was really looking forward to Chinese.
Sorry, We can't go today, as I remembered I'm busy, so I'll have to take you tomorrow.
Oh, Helen, what a shambles.
Yes, a bit of a shambles, I'm afraid. I'm sorry. 非常抱歉，我的组织能力太差了。如果大家有兴趣学习更多的地道英语，那么别忘了我们的网站 www.bbcchina.com.cn， 然后点击英语教学。
Anyway, that's all from BBC Learning English for today. Join us again for another Real English. Bye for now.
Bye bye.
Real English from BBC Learning English.